Look at the other lady in her verse, verse 5. Ruth, there's a whole book about Ruth. If you want to know about Ruth, Ruth was a Moabite. If you want to know where Moabites came from, you can look in Genesis 19. Her distant forefather had sired her race in the midst of a drunken orgy with his own daughters. You know, God doesn't, he doesn't cut any of the facts when they're necessary to look at. God had always, in Scripture, condemned drunkenness, and he condemned all the evils of that, and his unscrupulous daughters brought Lot to a state of drunkenness and produced a tribe of people that would face God's judgment, known as the Moabites. Well, a lot of time went by. In Deuteronomy 23, these people that God had cursed because of their wicked origins, God had protected until we get to Deuteronomy 23. And Deuteronomy 23 was written just before Rahab and Jericho were meeting. And in Deuteronomy 23, verses 3 and 4, God said, "No Moabite could enter God's assembly for 10 generations. Do you know why? Because they were from such a defiled and despised race. And that's why this morning we can call Tamar defrauded. We can call Rahab defiled. But when we meet Ruth, we can call Ruth despised. She was despised by the Jewish people, though she personally had done nothing to deserve it. She is in the wrong race. She was out of the wrong family. Think about this. She was tainted by the past. She hadn't done anything wrong. She was hounded by someone else's sin. She was scarred by a family scandal, not her own. She was plagued by the darkness of a stain. And as you read in the book of Ruth, after a short and sad marriage, her husband dies, the famine is all about them, and God writes one of the sweetest Old Testament stories of grace that have ever been written in the book of Ruth. What does he write? He writes that God reaches down and takes a woman from a cursed race, from a despised people, and he takes her and he says, "You come into my family." And a man named Boaz takes her to be his wife. And she then, upon that marriage, becomes a mother of God's promise. She became one through whom Christ would come, and very gloriously one through whom God would portray his grace.
Thank you.